Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? What, who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
I don't.
It's time for the highly sought-after, fabulous final hour of the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
Welcome back on a Championship Monday in a doghouse. We are your home for the $1,000 payoff, and the ump is giving you a chance to win $1,000 four times a day, twice right here during the show, including right now. All right, what you need to do right now is text the word funds, F-U-N-D-S, funds, to 95819 right now for your chance to win. Oh, wait. Funds, F-U-N-D-S. Do I need to use it in a sentence? I wish I had more funds in my bank. F-U-N-D-S.
No, F-U-N-D-S.
F-U-N-D-S.
Rude.
That's what Gino was saying. F-U-N-D-S. That's what he did there. Do we need country of origin? United States. I don't know. All right, so that's the word. All right, that dude there laughing is T-Mac. Have you had fun today, T-Mac? I mean, I'm just saying, have you had a good time today with the radio show?
It's been fantastic, Big Dog. A lot of great guests packed in here, and we got a bunch of pro and college football talk in. We got some college basketball talk in, a little bit of Masters, and we even had some Braves baseball. So
we have taken exactly one phone call today. I mean, we were packed with guests, but we're not now. Okay, so you can get it. You can pick the game tonight. All right, you can pick the game tonight, and whoever comes closest to the final score with the right team winning goes into the Talladega weekend drawing. So you can get in on this. And yes, we're going to have your Canebrake Masters Challenge coming up on Wednesday. You're going to give me a 3-man team for the Masters. Right now, Tiger Woods is right near the top of that list as a favorite. He and Jordan Spieth. Those numbers are kind of fluctuating. Some of the players don't think that Tiger should be anywhere near the top of this list. Your next three favorites after Tiger and Jordan are Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy. Then Bubba Watson, Justin Rose, and Phil Mickelson are 15-1. Jason Day is 20-1. Ricky Fowler, 20. No, check that. Yeah, Jason Day, 20-1. Ricky Fowler, 22-1. John Rahm would be a live bet at 28. Serge is 33, the defending champ. Alex Noren would be a live wire at, if you're looking for a long shot, Alex Noren at 40-1. But you just give me your 3-man team. That's coming up on Wednesday. We'll have that. In the meantime, we're taking your picks for tonight. Anthony Joshua and Joe Parker Jr. fought at in Wales, at Cardiff, in front of 78,000 people, something like that, some crazy amount of people. And Anthony Joshua won in a unanimous decision. It's his first time that he's gone the distance. I watched this fight, a good amount of this fight. The guy is an Adonis. I mean, he's absolutely Ken Norton. He's just ripped. He's big. He's ripped. He's big. He's Ken Norton. But I got to tell you, he's Ken Norton. I mean, he doesn't move real well. I was not impressed with the 28-year-old Englishman who's now 21-0 as a pro. Now, Deontay Wilder's 32. Deontay, of course, from Tuscaloosa, is 40-0 with 39 knockouts as a pro. And Joshua is 21-0 with 20 knockouts. But Joshua's got all these belts now because he beat Klitschko. So he had gotten the Klitschko belts, and then he got the belt that Parker had, which was the WBO belt. So he's now got the WBA, the IBF, the IBO, the WBO. He's got all of those belts. But the only other belt of note, the WBC belt, is held by Deontay Wilder. So if Joshua wants to get them all five, then he's going to have to beat Wilder. Wilder wants to unify as well, so we can get back to where we were when Klitschko held all of the belts. According to everything that I'm reading, it looks like this thing is going to happen this summer, but it's going to have to be over there. They're going to, apparently Wilder has to go to England to fight this dude. They're talking about fighting this summer in Wembley. I think the Bomber's got a shot with this guy. This guy does not move great. I mean, the Bomber moves around. I think he's got a shot. They'd like to sign a two-fight deal with one fight there and then one fight in the States, either New York or Vegas. But and Joshua will get the 60-40 split because he's got more of the belts. But I could see that for the first fight. Then I think the winner gets the 60-40 split for the second fight. So the Bronze Bomber said, look, I'm in. Let's go. Let's do it. He's ready. Let's get it done. They got to get the management to agree, but he's like, let's go. Joshua says, let's go. But we do it on this side of the pond. We are serious. Great Britain, the United Kingdom, we are representing. Joshua says, we have all the fighters, champions from heavyweight all the way down to the lower weight classes. We are about the business. Well, remember when that used to be the U.S.? Remember when the States used to have all the great fighters? When it was all about the U.S.? When it was all Sugar Ray Leonard? I know it was Roberto Duran and stuff, but when you had Tommy Hearns and Marvin Hagler and the Spinks and Ali and Frazier and Norton. I mean, it used to all be about us, as in the U.S. Joshua said, get Wilder in the ring, and I'll knock him spark out. What the hell does that mean? T-Mac, what does I'll knock him spark out mean?
You're tragically hip. I was expecting you to cover that one. I have no clue.
I'll knock him spark out?
Never heard I'll knock him spark out before. I've heard a lot of other ones out. Put in there, but yeah. never spark out.
Never spark out. I've heard of sparking up.
I think it's a little different than that.
Yeah. Smokey Mike told me about that. But I've never heard spark out. JD's, who is Wilder's co-manager, told the World Boxing News that their camp is ready to begin negotiations on a matchup with Joshua. He said, we're glad Joshua said what he said. We accept. Send the contracts immediately. UK, we're on the way. That's what he said. He said, UK, we're on the way. He said, we want it made public that Deontay wants the fight, and we are prepared to come over or meet here and get the deal done. Deontay is ready to sign and come to the UK to fight this summer. Deontay tweeted out, to all my bronze or my bomb squad, my bomb Z squad, UK fans that was looking forward to my attendance in Cardiff, I want to apologize. I feel boxing fans, you guys deserve to see the best fight. The best are definitely at this point, nothing less than you want to talk about the fight. I want to try and continue to bring you the best fights possible. Others, as you can see, want to cheat you out of your money with useless fights just to fill their pockets and please their fantasy by making these types of fights instead of putting the very best with our very best. So he's like, stop screwing around. Let's fight. Fired up. Let's go to lines. Garrett is up. Garrett, welcome to the show. How are you?
Tom, not good, man. You're a Nick producer. I lost a bet to him, and now I own Ritz.
Now, what did you lose? How did you lose a bet to him? What was the bet? What did you lose?
The Celtics had to finish third, and the Raptors and Cavaliers had to finish one or two, either or. And I made this bet. This was probably back in December, maybe, whenever the Cavs had like a little bit of a slide, and I was like, that'll be fine. And it just, they never fully recovered from that. So now I'm out.
Yeah. Well, you know what you got going for you? Your Pirates are 4-0. How about that?
Hey, that's probably the only four wins we're going to get this year, but I will take it. I mean, they had to blow the snow off the field because, you know, they got the nor'easter number 17 going on up there, well, the Great White North.
Everybody acts like it's no big deal. It's early in the season. Look, 4-0 is better than 2-2. It's better than 0-4. I mean, every game you play is a game to win, so, you know, I got no problem with it.
Absolutely. I got a chance to watch I can't remember which game. The first game of the season for the Yankees. And I mean, they are just looking like world beaters already.
Yeah, we'll see.
The AL East is going to be, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, they end up splitting those four games over there, but I don't know when they're going to play again. I mean, that field looked like I don't know when they could play.
Oh, I know. They got to put heaters under them now.
Yeah.
I think they would have thought that, done that before, but. Oh, yeah, let me get my pick in.
All right, what do you like?
I'm going to take Villanova because, again, they're also, you know, they're basically the Yankees of the, well, not really, but they're playing real well. And give me 261.
What was the first part? What's the Nova score?
Nova score is 60, Nova 61.
Oh, you keep breaking up right when you say the score. 60 what for Nova?
69.
Oh, 69. Okay, so 69-61 Nova. Low-scoring game. All right.
Yeah. All right, appreciate it, Big Dog.
Got you in, brother. Thank you. 69-61 is 130. The over and under on this game is 145. Nova is a 7.5-point favorite, and they're already greasing the poles ahead of this championship game in Philadelphia. They're expecting revelry.
Big Dog, before that bet went official with Garrett and myself, I kept asking him because I didn't want to, you know, get the bet wrong, and I wanted to spend, this happened all over Twitter. I think he was right, late January, early January, late December. And I kept asking him specifics because I originally just thought the Celtics had to finish top two in the East, and if anybody finished above them, then the bet was over. But he kept throwing these specifics in there that for him, he kept making it harder on himself. Toronto and Cleveland had to be the ones finished 1 and 2 in the East, but the Celtics finished 2 anyway. So I ended up winning that one. I'm very excited about that. Get some free ribs. I redeemed myself from the bracket challenge last year, and I get some free ribs. So,
do we know these guys that are Roll Tide and JMD 8140 or 8814 or whatever he is? Do we know who these guys are? Roll Tide has Villanova. JMD 814, he has Michigan, and they're both Alabama fans, and you don't get anything for second. This isn't one of them deals. This is,
if you ain't first, you're last.
That's it. We're all last. If you ain't first, you're last. T-Mac is 17th. Can you fall even more?
Yeah, I can. And mainly, if Villanova wins, I'll definitely fall more because I was scrolling down. The more I scrolled, the more people had Villanova winning. And if they win tonight, you get 320 points for Villanova winning.
There's a bunch of people that got Nova.
So I'll fall probably a little more if Villanova wins this game.
I am stuck at 77. I'm going to finish 77th, and that's it. Nobody can jump over me, and nobody can fall beneath me. I finished 77, which is terrible. It's absolutely terrible. But I'm going to redeem myself with my pick for this game here. Tonight, T-Mac, are you ready to make a pick?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, I'm going 86-70 Nova.
Yeah, I think if you're going to have to pick Villanova, you have to go high scoring because they average almost 90 points a game. And I know Michigan's got a great defense, but Villanova will probably end up wearing them down. So I'm actually going to go something similar, Big Dog. I was thinking 83 to 73. Villanova gets it done by 10.
83-73.
Yeah.
All right, so there's our scores. 83-73 for T-Mac, 86-70 for me. So I expand it, 6 more points. T-Mac's got a 10. I got it 16 for Nova. Well, we'll see. Are they going to have to play One Shining Moment again tonight? God, I hate that thing. Am I the only one that hates that? Am I the only one that thinks that that thing? You know, you'd think I'm the old guy, right? So you're thinking I'd get all sappy about that thing. That thing is so jump the shark. I'm so over One Shining Moment. I just wish they would stop it. Come up with something else.
Yeah, something new probably wouldn't hurt, but it doesn't bug me. I don't ever think about it.
Oh, it bugs me. Well, I just hate
it. And I could easily see the game going your way more than I think it'll go mine. It's more just wishful thinking. I really want it to be a better game than a 16-point game for Nova because the tournament's been so good. And yeah. I'd like to see it go out on a good note.
Yeah, it's bad. All right. Did I tell you I killed my lawn? I mean, I killed my entire lawn.
You killed you like personally?
I
you
did.
Went out there and you killed it?
Not on purpose.
I'll tell you what happened.
I'll tell you how this happened. When I bought this house 2 years ago, I had over 2 years ago now. It had a pretty nice lawn, but in the winter it would just went like dormant. And then one of my neighbors said, "Oh, if you want to have greenery all year round, get some rye and plant the ryegrass, and you'll have a green lawn all winter long. You'll have the winter green lawn. You'll have this ryegrass, and then when the good grass comes back in the spring, it'll kill off all the ryegrass." So I did that, and last year in the winter, I had a nice green grass, and it looked halfway decent, and everybody else's lawn was darker. It was greener than everybody else's, right? So then, when that all died off, I had a lot of weeds, and I'm like, and it looked okay, my yard, but it was just a lot of weeds, man. I'm like, dang, this looked better the summer I bought it than I did this summer. So then over this past winter, I didn't do that. I didn't overplant with the rye, and now all I got is weeds. I mean, there's some grass that's trying to fight through, I think, but right now just a lot of weeds. So I called the turf lawn guy, and I said, "Look, man, come down here and shoot my yard, do it a weed and feed thing." "Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I listened to the fishing show on 93.9 The Duck. Oh, you're great, blah, blah, blah." I said, "Okay." So he makes me a real nice sweetheart deal, and he comes down to spray. Anyway, he comes down, he looks, and he says, "Let me tell you something. You got no grass. All you got is weeds. All you got is weeds." So he shot everything, front and back. It's going to completely kill the whole yard. And then a month from now, he's going to come back and shoot with the seed. And I think by planting, I said winter rye, and he said crabgrass. Is that the same thing? Apparently it's crabgrass. I didn't plant crabgrass. I planted rye. He said no. He goes, half of that stuff was probably weed when you put that stuff down. I think I ruined my lawn. I think I personally ruined my lawn.
You said half of it was weed when you put it down? Not the Smoky Mike kind.
Not the Smoky Mike kind. No. Okay. Not the ganj. Not that stuff.
Not the out spark or not spark out stuff, right?
And let me ask you this. What's a polecat? If I said to you, "Oh, we had a polecat in the yard this morning at 8:30. What is that?
A polecat?
A polecat. I figured you'd know. You're born and raised in Tennessee.
I've heard it before, but I just don't want to be wrong. Yeah, I mean, are you talking about like a ferret?
A polecat is a skunk.
A skunk?
I had no idea.
I didn't either. I heard someone call it a ferret once. They told me they stole a polecat from they actually stole a polecat from a pet store when we were in high school.
No, it's a skunk.
Wow.
The guy says, the guy from the town, he said, "This morning when we came by, we were chipping the, we were chipping up the wood, and we saw a polecat. We just want you to know that we saw a polecat there on your back patio, went underneath your furniture there back there. And, you know, usually you don't see them there, polecat there this time of the day. You know, that polecat, that's a nocturnal animal there, that polecat. I said, what the hell are you talking about? What polecat? You mean a tomcat? You mean like straight cat? No, you know, a polecat, a skunk. And the other guy weighed in. He says, yeah, you were talking about a skunk there. He's talking about a polecat. Yeah, you Yankee, you probably don't know what a polecat is. I'm like, what the hell are you I don't know what you're talking about. Apparently a polecat is a skunk. I've been in the South for 30 years. Skunk. We'll be back. It's Tom Abraham Show. 730-1039 AM.
Sports Radio. 730-1039.
Hey guys, it's Mandy, and I'm just going to cut right to it. It's time to give 50 of you a risk-free trial of Instadazzle, and you know what I'm talking about. It's that teeth whitening foam that everybody is talking about. It has all 5-star reviews. You brush it on just like toothpaste. It can actually replace your paste. I use mine 2 times a day, and I had to change nothing about my daily routine. I've been loving my results. It brightens and whitens my smile in just minutes. People are noticing it. Okay, so I drink coffee every day, the occasional red wine every now and then. It takes care of those stains, and there is no sensitivity because it's peroxide free. Get in on it. The first 50 listeners that go to Instadazzle.com, you're going to get a risk-free trial. That's Instadazzle.com. If you drink coffee or wine, you need to try this. I'm telling you, you have to see it to believe it, and you're going to love it. Don't wait. Get one of those 50 trials before they're gone. Go to Instadazzle.com right now. That's Instadazzle.com.
Come to the Humidor Pipe Shop this Friday, noon to 5, as they welcome representatives from My Father Cigars. There'll be great deals on all My Father and Pepin Garcia cigars. These are delicious, highly rated cigars, and they'll be on deal all day. These sticks are some of the most popular in the shop. So come on by for great deals and great swag. They'll even let you smoke some on them. The My Father Cigars event, this Friday, noon to 5, at the Humidor Pipe Shop. Memorial Parkway Southwest.
A new state-of-the-art indoor shooting range is coming to Huntsville. Bullet and Barrel.
Offering 19 indoor climate-controlled lanes and a fully stocked store with firearms, accessories, and clothing.
Bullet and Barrel provides professional-friendly firearms training. Great for new and experienced shooters. Become a member now at a special pre-grand opening rate. Bullet and Barrel. On Lehman Ferry Road near the corner of Airport Road.
And online at bulletandbarrel.com.
Bullet and Barrel. Serious fun.
The Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers including 47781 available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
Time is a precious resource. Each day, we look for ways to get things done in a more efficient manner. When it comes to your business, you not only need things done fast, but you need them done right. At Minuteman Press, Jonathan Dunwoody and his team pride themselves on making sure they deliver the best products and services for your company as quickly as possible. Whether you have printing or signage needs, solo direct mail pieces, banners, yard signs, even vehicle lettering and graphics, Minuteman Press handles all types of signage and printing, and since 2008 has helped thousands of businesses in North Alabama grow with their printing needs. Stop in and see Jonathan and his team at Minuteman Press. Minuteman Press, 2250 Sparkman Drive, right off North Parkway next to the Super Walmart. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
Many websites selling medication may look professional and legitimate, but the vast majority of sites selling prescription drugs are doing so illegally. Have you seen websites that don't require a prescription or offer to ship medicine internationally? Then you've seen a rogue website. Often they sell fake meds with too little, too much, or no medicine at all. Criminals use websites to sell counterfeit medications that may contain life-threatening toxins. Dot Pharmacy is a website verification program that helps you identify safe and trustworthy online pharmacies. You know where .com is located in a website address, right? That's where you'll find Dot Pharmacy. And because it's part of a website address, Dot Pharmacy cannot be faked. Think that a seal on a website means safety? Only Dot Pharmacy websites are fraud-proof. Purchasing medicine online doesn't have to mean risking your health. Finding a safe online pharmacy is easy. Just look for pharmacy to the right of the dot in website addresses. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Weather is sponsored by Account Tims. Demand for top talent is at an all-time high. Account Tims can help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who fit your needs and hit the ground running. Account Tims, a Robert Half Company.
The sky mostly cloudy tonight, the low at 60. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, mild and breezy, the chance of a shower during the day. Rain and strong storms arrive late tomorrow night, the high 76. Then for Wednesday, becoming mostly sunny, breezy and much cooler, the high at 58. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Wipe your paws. It's time to enter the doghouse.
Our leader in Ump Bracket Challenge just hit the text window. He said, hey, longtime listener of your show. Finally, a bracket has made it to the top. This is Roll Tide 0308. I told him he's got Villanova. So I'm you know, if our pick is correct, that the T-Mac and I'm picking Villanova by 16, T-Mac Villanova by 10. If our pick is right, then he's going to win all the prizes. T-Mac, or the guy that he's going against who has Michigan, is also a Tide fan. So we'll see how that works out for those two guys. Apparently it's Pocat, according to Keith. I thought the guy was saying Polecat, like P-O-L-E, you know, Polecat. And he says, no, it's a Pocat, like a poor cat, P-O-O-R. Okay. Like a po' boy. You know what I mean? Like a po' boy, T-Mac. Does that make it any – do you now know it?
It might make po' boys a little more – or a little less appetizing.
No. No, I don't know.
No, I don't know about that either. I tried to stretch that, but po' boys are delicious. I can't.
Ross in Decatur said, what do you think about Von Miller's April Fool's Day prank about getting traded to the Browns? I didn't see it. I was with the family yesterday because it was Easter. I did watch a little baseball, though, at my daughter's house on my phone. Am I a bad person for that? While the kids were doing the Easter egg hunt, I was watching a ball game. They were doing the Easter egg running around. I was watching a ball game. Big House has a dilemma that is not a dilemma. He says, if Michigan wins, I finish third in my bracket challenge, and I win $90. But if Villanova wins, I make 300. He says, go blue. I hope to enjoy the $90. Wow. That's a win-win if there ever was a win-win, right? So your favorite team wins their second national championship and you get $90, or you lose the national championship and you get 300.
Darn it.
I don't know that I'm committed to any college basketball team enough to take the 90 over to 300. Look, football, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Basketball? T-Mac, I'm squeezing for the 300. All right, pregame is next. As they get you set. The pregame, I think, is longer than the game. But pregame is next as we get set for a national championship game. We'll talk about it tomorrow, and we'll start looking forward to the Masters as well. Until then, have yourself a great night. For Antonio Macbeth, I'm Tom Abraham. It is 7:30, 103.9 AM.
We interrupt your program to bring you this special presentation of live play-by-play action on The Ump. Coverage of NCAA basketball starts now.